Samach Vav and Sif Tes, which was a cotton and olive. So we do the process. of making the eruv. So he said that the Shulchan Aruch said that I can take my bread and be mezaken everybody in the chotzer, and that's would be a valid way of making the eruv chatzeris. They give everybody a portion. I do that by giving it to somebody else's kohen for all the members of the chotzer, and he has to pick it up at tefach. Now. That the shear for hagbah, that you have to pick up the item to become the kinyan of hagbah, of lifting something up, has to be 3 tefachim to take it away from, wherever it's on the ground, it's on the table, it's a lavud. So you take it, pick up 3 tefachim, it's like it's still lavud, it's still like the original place. So picking up 3 tefachim, you've moved it away from where it was before. Until then, not. So according to that version, so why over here is a tefach sufficient when you should need to pick up 3 tefachim? So that's the machloikas over there. So, but over here, nobody seems to argue. So even according to the boy said, whether there's opinion says 3 tefachim, we rely on the opinion that holds that a tefach is sufficient. Then the rabbanon chazal worth mechayev me to do more than that.
Okay.
Because the hashatas, the one that nivinichol the erev al yodo hatzuy ba'aver, so should be a yodo tefach, but by real law, this movement of a tefach. So my hand's in the air already, and he puts it in my hand, so it's a tefach off of the table. No, you still have to lift it, raise it up one tefach. You have to move, there has to be an act of being magbiya. Not that it should be mugba al yodi, but I'm magbiya. Mugba al yodi means it's being suspended in the air by me. Well, it's off the table, and I'm there now. I'm being magbiya, I'm moving it off.
The lesson of karka is love.
Yes.
It says it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's like being a karka. So that would sound like literally. It would mean that you'd have to put it on the floor and pick it up off the floor.
Well, if it's not from the floor, it's from the table
or from some surface, right? I mean,
right.
Is that a fair assumption?
Yes. Now, the Bir Lochem here says, "Vayin the Bir Lochem." The Bir Lochem raises an interesting question.
This is a key.
The key called hagbah. Hagbah is raising the item up. Now, hagbah is not necessarily done with the hand. The Gemara says, for example, that you want to return an elephant with hagbah.
Be very strong.
Right? So the Gemara says, if you put a platform, you convince the elephant to step up onto the platform, you did hagbah. You raise the elephant off the ground. That's also called hagbah. Right? But there is a kinyan besides a kinyan of hagbah. So hagbah does not necessarily mean with your hands. At the same time, there is a kinyan called yad. We learn out the Torah says maget. It says that the man writes the woman the get and puts it in her hand. There's a kinyan called yad. One of the primary kinyanim is yad. The more learns out chotzer from an extra pasuk. The Talmud is ladafka yad, even a chotzer. The more says chotzer works as an extension of the idea of yad. It's in my possession. So now that I'm have the item in my hand, why don't you need the kinyan of hagbah? Technically, I have the kinyan of yad. And yeah, it doesn't require any movement. Okay. So I just told you the Taz says even when I put it in my hand, it's off of the ground, I just have to pick it up another tefa to do the act of being magbia. Why? It's in hand. So the Bir Lochem says it depends. Yad is all the creditors, the deceivers. We're going to deceivers. That the Nesiva says that Yad only is credit for that which is in your hand. So if I have an item which extends out beyond my hand in both directions, or one of the directions, whatever is extending out is not cut my kind. Yad is kind of because it's in your hand. Whatever's in my hand, I'm kind of not beyond. It's beyond the hand. So
who said this?
The Nesivus.
I shall work with a guest.
One second. But the kinyan of Hagbah is not. Is a kinyan of lifting it up, right? So that could be my beard. My kach is being my beard. My action being my beard. So it doesn't have to be in my hand. It's only worse than if I make the elbow, junk. Right? So the Taz says that what you say, and when it's in the air, I have to lift it up. Depends. If what we're being trying to is small enough to fit in my hand, I don't have to move my hand at all. If it's extending beyond my hand, the way we give a get to a woman, is they fold it up. The woman holds her hands like this. They fold it up and they drop it in their hand. They fold it over itself and they tuck it in. Looks like a little, square.
Really?
And they put it in the woman's hand.
I didn't know that.
Of course.
It's that they fold it up that small that it's in one hand.
Both hands. Together. Both hands together.
Uh-huh.
And they drop it in there. Nobody asked you that you have to write, Kishavano Isis, You write the get, it doesn't have to be Kishavano Isis.
Unless you want to. The fancy ones they use for the Ksuba. Those are the big ones.
Fancy gets?
The fancy letters of the Ksuba letters that you get doesn't have to be that fancy. I don't think people frame them and put them in their rooms. There must be some that we wish they could.
Some wish they could. But they're the exception rather than being more professional. According to Robin Rabiosa, everyone understands that if this is fine. So now, the next thing the Shulchan Aruch pointed out is a fascinating thing. So that if the Mizakets, since they would make the service not necessarily every week, they would make it last a period of time. So you have to address that there might be new people which will move into the chutz.
Right.
So he says, I can make it that Mizakets for whoever's here now, and whoever the people which will move into the future, they're also going to get a portion in this time. And the Shulchan Aruch said that you have to do that. And some say even if you didn't do that before, this idea of lay bezin master, the bezin will the bezin meaning not the bezin of the town, but the concept of the bezin of Klal Yisrael has made it, it's assumed automatically that you haven't asked for all the people which will join.
Rabbeinu
Yeshaya
is coming to say
that's what
he's doing.
In Lokain, the poem is Shitoiso Leim Dior. So all the people will join, and they're going to make everybody else until they join. People will move into the chutzner, and they're going to ask everybody until they join into the Eruv and the Tzeres.
Is that just branches sticking
out? Or is that part of it? So now, when they said the amount that you need to be able to have a Buddha,
that's what Solomon would say.
So they said, you need a Kigrogus of each person,
besides
your Kigrogus, up to 18 people. Once you have 18 people, once you have 18 Kigrogus, it'll work for 18 or for 1,000.
Well, it's not a question yet.
So in the case over here, which I have enough food stuff to have 18 Kigrogus, I can mazaka for 1,000 or for 2,000 or for 1,000. And 53 people which live there now, and if anybody might move in.
Since we already have kosher sanos, this area is kosher.
Okay. Now, some say even if you didn't do that, Leibet is master Leibet. Even though you did not explicitly say I have these other people in mind, it still works. Halosha Mekut. The language over here, which says over here that the Leibet is master Leibet, really needs more explanation. The Baker than Bada, the Iker Adin, the Bada and okay. The Iker then obviously that a person does have to have in mind, that's supposed to rely on like Leibet as the master.
In
this
case.
And,
your masna, when you make the Erev on any future person who's going to come,
right.
Isn't that making it tonight is something shalabalayla. He's not there now. It's like something for the future. How are you allowed to be make it tonight like that?
So see, there's two ways to do it. One way it's understood, which is difficult. I mean, both ways are difficult. It has its own difficulty. One way to understand it works along the lines of the braver concept. Let's say, for argument's sake, I want to do the following. I want to sell you my car. And I want to say, you know what, I need the car for the next 2 weeks. Let's do the Kenyan now. For the next 2 weeks, it's still mine. 2 weeks now, it'll become yours. I want to do the Kenyan now.
Okay. So
if it's set up properly, that if the language is done properly, that will work. You own the car now. I still own it for the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to do a new Kenyan at the end of 2 weeks.
Okay.
If you do it wrong, then the Kenyan wasn't effective. But there are ways of doing it. Now, the problem is over here. So theoretically, if I know, let's say for argument's sake, I know the barrel's moving in 2 weeks. Right? So I can theoretically say, listen, I'm going to do Kenyan now. Give me to Dr. Gack over here to be kind of for everybody in the concert. To say, be kind of for the concert, and have in mind to be kind of for Beryl when he moves in 2 weeks from now. We'll give him the Kenyan now. That'll be effective when he moves in 2 weeks from now.
Right?
That theoretically can work.
Okay.
Right? The only problem is I don't know the who's going to move in.
Right?
And furthermore, I also have the problem the way around. Baruch Shulman says that I don't want my item belonging to the people who don't live here. But their relevance is for the people who live here.
Right.
So now, if Beryl moves in and Shmeryl moves out, so I want to subtract Shmeryl. The Shmeryl only owns it from now until he moves out. So that's the reason. I'm saying it belongs to everybody here. There's a concert as long as they live in the concert.
Right.
So that's easy. Right. But yeah, and I have that part also. So, but there's a concert called Bray. So there are, for argument's sake, there are 50 people out there who are contemplating moving into Capitol in the next year.
Right.
And of those 10 will move in.
Right?
So I'm saying I'm being Mazaka to those 10 people. It'll be effective for them in the future based on the Kenyan now. And it'll be Nisbara then who those people are. It's called Braver. So the more as well as whether you hold it Yesh Bahrain, whether you make a chalois on something, when you make the mice and chalois, it's not clear what it's supposed to take effect on. And when it actually does take effect, by then it's clear.
Yeah.
So the example the more it gives, a person wants to be Mavrish, Tariff Shabbos, right at the beginning of Shabbos, and he realizes he hasn't taken off chupas and mice over this food stuff. So he says, okay, I want to be Mavrish, I can't eat it, it's terrible. So I'm saying, you know what? It'll be part of will be true, part of will be meiser. But the Shabbos, I'm going to actually take it off of the food. I don't have time to take it off physically.
Right.
It'll be disbarred then which one was the true meiser the whole time. So, and it should be found now, unclear what it's supposed to take effect on, based on because of the time it's supposed to be, that eventually it'll become disbarred. And then it will work from there. But otherwise, it's okay. It works from there. So one of us says Yesh Brave, one of us says Brave, you can't do that.
Okay.
We pass it by Drabbanan Yesh Brave. Whenever we deal with Dinam Drabbanan, we rely on Brave words.
Yeah.
Dealing with the Rice, it doesn't. So Sefer wants to write again. The husband says he has two wives. He says, listen, I can't live with both of them anymore. I can't take it. I haven't decided which one. Their name is, both their names are Leah Bas Avraham. They're third cousins, you know. Right? And Leah Bas Avraham, Bas Yaakov, Bas Beryl, Bas Shmeryl, all the names are the same. Right? I don't know. So I'm just writing again for Leah Bas Avraham. I'll decide which one I mean. By the time I come to you tonight, I'll decide.
Uh-huh.
Right? Doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, you got to write.
Because it's a derisive.
Because it's a derisive.
Right.
Aim bread. That's the word. It's one place where the word is called the Bray Room. It's giving the third pair. Get to it. You write again based on Bray Room. Versus Mo. But by Drabbanan, the Drabbanan, like over here, we rely on Bray Room. So that's one way of understanding it, that it works based on Bray
Room. The sun is taller than 20 hours. How could you come along and say that we kosh in that area?
There's another way to understand which I'm not pulling out right now.
Let's say you had a sukkah, half of it is spot kosher, half of it is spot puzzle.
So I can't do the Kenyan now for them. That problem is also coming. I don't want to do the Kenyan for the guy now because then I have somebody who's not part of the Chotzer owning part of the school.
would what be Yotze if they sat up as this hot apostle? Definitely not. So Pachanami, so to in our case on Daf Dalin,
it works. It's not proper to just rely that Bezdin has in mind this is the way it should be. You, the Hanukkah, should speak it out explicitly so for all the people who will join. Ella, there's my name, though. Yes, she's the Hosea. Makadon, the Logan, the Honey, and the Kirim Al Khorashah. Nowadays, the standard procedure is to make the air once a year. Obviously, there's going to be people moving in and out over the year. So, stop on the Kalam Gam, how a notion should be twice the Mishnah of Hashan. If we're simply making the air to last 3 years, so it's almost as if it's an unspoken obvious point. I mean, if anybody's in the mirror, we're going to have their mirror. Then I even don't speak it out of us. So it means in the scenario nowadays, the way we do it, that you can rely on the fact that the Bezdin is sort of taking care of the problem.
But you're not even specifying the ones who are here now in this era.
I gave the summation for everybody here in the city. That's the case.
But you're not giving names or anything. It's a generic, you're saying it generically, right? And that's okay, not to have a clear definition of the people.
That's clear. I mean, anybody lives here in the city. Now, what would be the case where the Arab started out with the full size, and now it's deteriorated? Some of it got eaten by the animals, some of the ate a little bit of it, right? And now it's less. Does that smaller amount work for the people which are at moving later on? So the Bechamer says, no, in that situation, you have to add more bread.
You have to have a kazayis for every single person who lives there.
You have to have a kikrogers up to 18 people.
And then?
After 18 people, 18 kikrogers is enough for the matter.
Everybody, and the matter.
But over here, in the case of a kotzer, maybe there was 10, start with 10 kikrogers. They put down 10 kikrogers. I put down, let's say, 18 kikrogers. Exactly. There's 50 people living in the kotzer. So, okay, have mine for 3 extra with my review. And now, the 18 is down to 14.
Because an animal ate it.
The animal ate something or first.
What do we do nowadays? What do we use now?
Matzah.
And that's 18 grapes?
It's more than 18. Matzah is quite more than that's interesting. Depending on what type of matzah what company it is.
Yeah.
It's decent. Okay, see, where are we going to show this? So there is a din that if the chasidim, when I sent it down, it was the full amount, and afterwards some of it got lost or got consumed or deteriorated or whatever it is. Since when I made it, everybody was there. That's sufficient. Okay, that's later on over here. So I put an Arab down for many Shabboses, and it was 18 kikrogers. And now the amount went down. But since the first Shabbos I made it with plan to leave it for many Shabboses. Even though the next Shabbos when it comes to many Shabboses, it's not the full shear anymore. It's valid. That's the bit over here. Should sit down.
And why is it valid?
It's more. The more that they were making.
Do you have to check? Just like you check the Arab on the outside, do you have to check the box of matzahs every week? So theoretically it could have declined and we wouldn't even know about it.
Correct.
So we're going based on the chazaka that it was good when you saw it a year ago.
We put it in the same place, but if we're saying we're here, that doesn't bother us.
But let's say it goes down to zero. What happens if three rats eat up the whole box of matzah?
Well, you need a kosher. So we say the kosher who is the chance of keeping kosher is not so difficult. Now, what comes to Mechavim and says, that's very nice, you're talking about the people who were there, the Tefillah, they got a portion of it, and now it goes down. This guy moved in 3 months later, and when I made it, Tefillah, I had a mind that we might move in the future, but the problem is this guy moves in 3 months from now.
Yeah.
Then already, we have a Mechavim, so you have to add on to get it back to the full amount. We said that the remainder is enough, even any amount. People were part of the original arrangement. They got a kicked in at that point in time. They maintained their right, even when the amount goes down. Because the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, now they're telling you, the kid is not original, the kid is when they move in. And if it's our Mako, that they did a Maisa Kinyan, that's enough. Even though normally there's a rule that a Kula they made for Erev, normally there's a rule called Kulsa Kinyana. Kulsa Kinyana means that certain Kinyana. Usually, you know, which are action based.
It's not necessarily
the mice based. The only effect of the Kinyan is supposed to be Tal. I said, I want to do the Kinyan. Mice Kinyan now should be Tal. Tomorrow when it comes, there's nothing here that's going to be part of the Kinyan. It's gone. By character, the most you can be kind of with money. So, a person gives money for the purpose of becoming a character. If the Kinyan of the character should be effective to its. So I'm giving the mice a Kenyan now. I'm giving the money now. It should be solved 2 weeks from now. That's fine. Even if the money's gone. The money's not here anymore. But the Sheba that it generated is still here. To generate, I gave you something of value. You have to give me something in return. That still exists. By Kenyan, Hakoah, Mashiach, etc. There's a problem called Kenyan. I do the Mashiach to be kind. It should become mine tomorrow. Come tomorrow, there's nothing here making me mine. So, theoretically over here, I do a Hagbah, there's a problem called Kenyan. Because I'll apply that rule over here.
The area that
supposedly it only gets ownership later on when he moves in. Well, then when he moves in, it's too small. Can he actually have this lease because he can't get a portion, it's too small. Okay. When Tom said, according to this understanding, even if you say explicitly, the only solution is that we make sure, always maintain it the right amount. If somebody moves in, the right amount is there. So get a portion that way.
Yes, the area over my head.
Yeah. So the person taking this item, this loaf of bread which belongs to them, giving it to somebody else to be credited for the members of the club. Cannot use katana. I feel in Enam Smuchma Shukana, even if he's not supporting that. Cannot use katana. You can't use an Abed Kanani or Shifa Kananis because their hand is the owner's hand. Putting it, the same way I can't make it yours. I take it from my right hand, putting it to my left hand, it doesn't go anywhere. I have to move it out of my shoes into somebody else's shoes, and you're trying to find everybody. And Abed Kanani is the same thing as putting it from my right hand to my left hand. You got Abed Kanani? Okay, Abu Mazakahu Ayanei Benoyu Bitakatu. If his child is a doll, the child can be kind of from him. him, Shabbos is a separate entity. There's no that if you had below Kiyat of him. So it's his own entity. You put the chavis into his hand. You can remove it from your rishos into his rishos. And he's trying it with that for everybody. Even if they are supported by the father, they're getting the mezuzahs from the father. Now, why is that important? Because we will see the Chazal or Misake, that situation where the father is supporting the children, the father gets certain monetary rights of what the children receive as a compensation for the doing. Otherwise, the friend of Chazal said they're concerned that it would generate animosity. I'm giving you everything, and then everything. The guy goes out and he finds the gorgeous diamonds. So listen, Dad, very nice to support me, but the diamond's mine. You know, that's not going to create tremendous love between the father and the son. So Shmuel Hoshachar, he finds a Metziah. Metziah goes to the father. He's our Mesach. He's a God, he has his own opinion. And really, he's in a separate entity. Even though he's supported by the father, he's his own entity. He finds an item, it's his. No, because our Mesach goes to the father. So it comes along this tape and says, hey, here's an air cover for yourself and for everybody else in the house. Wow, this guy has a kind of loaf of bread for myself. So it belongs to the father. No, it doesn't belong to it belongs to you. So now the father's asking him to do it. It's not trying to go back to the father. It's his own entity. By the way, Adam should also give it. He can give to it. He uses Eved or Shifto, which are Ivrim, the Jewish servants, can be kind of from him. Afilu if Haim Kitan. Even if they're Kitan, it'll work. Now, the Mishnah is going to ask, how does Kotter work? Now, explain the question. There are two things that this person has to be doing. Number one, he has to be doing an act of Kenyan. Number two, he has to do it for everybody else in the thoughts. So the first half, can you do a Kotter to do? We hold the rice or Mirabona. There's Das and Harris and Mack, and somebody else is being macked until the Kotter's card. So the Kotter. Odin of the Ebony Hebrew goes over to his 10-year-old Jewish servant and says, here, be kind of this. The kid's kind of this is called the cut. It doesn't care about the works. The problem is over here, he's not being cut for himself. He's being cut for everybody else in the chutz. That's based on what's called either shlichus, which a cut can't be a shlich, or what's called sefiya. He wasn't appointed a shlich. He's doing it as an idea of a exclusive merit for everybody to get him bread. Like that sort of thing. So it works out through sefiya. Now, what is sefiya? How does sefiya work? So more has two opinions. One opinion is sefiya is a form of shlichus. So that's the same problem. How can a cotton be zayche? Or sefiya is its own separate entity. There's a new partial part called sefiya. But the Chaim Rishon points out even the older that sefiya is its own entity. It means the following. This would solve our problem. It says that it works along the same lines as shlichus, but doesn't have the limitations that shlichus has. So shlichus, one of the drushes is it has to be a god. That drush doesn't apply to a god. It's a sphere. It's a parsha. So that parsha called sphere, you don't need a god.
And he spells sphere with a
sign.
Sphere. He doesn't have to be matna anything. He's only kind.
He's kind of, but he's kind of for everybody.
But so that's not just going to be matna to the other people.
It's not that of haknua, but he's only able to do that because he's representing. Shas has to represent them. He can't be a shliach.
Yeah, okay. Because I know there was a problem with a cotton being mocked or something.
But cotton can't be mocked.
But there was no problem with that here because he's not being mocked anymore.
Right. Okay. So we're talking about how that works. Okay. Why are the Easter? How's your mother's on us? Now, the reason why the Talmud says the only way that women can be zeicher for the other members of the chotzer, in the case where she has her own house, they're in the same chotzer, and she eats her meals there sometimes. She doesn't eat her meals there with her husband. So she has her own room with the Teiris as an independent entity with a different house of the chotzer. And you say, well, listen, once she's being zeicher for herself, because she needs it, the husband's giving her something for her that she can do, she can be kind. Once that's legal, she's kind of herself, she's kind of everybody else in the club. But the case where she does not have another bias in the club, she has no need for herself, and she's not being kind of herself, she's only being kind of herself, she's only being kind of everybody else. So it doesn't work. So this is what Sherman says, you ain't a bias with us. Wife works even if she has no bias. That they argue.
Well, it's not just
goes to a few things. It's different than the first approach in a few ways. First of all, the first opinion said, "The gedolim, I don't care who's supporting them." Since the father has exclusive in the daughter, he has exclusive in her rights, so the father has exclusive in the daughter until she comes up again. He can marry her off, he gets the house and he gets the rights, and see his, etc. But all look as a separate entity. Even though she's not supported by the father, the father still has exclusive in her until she becomes a begaris. A begaris is understood in the law, though. There are two steps of a girl's maturation process. She turns 12, she begins the process of puberty, and after a period of time, it's completed. The first stage of puberty, the woman starts her maturity. A lot of things that she starts to grow hair in the private place, she has to groom more. The second stage is where other parts of her body can be complete. First, it gets to some level of completion. Her shadayim, etc. So that's called begaris.
So when she's a begaris, what's the halacha?
She has father, no rights to the daughter.
Could she?
Even like Gedolei Mamish, if they're being supported by the father, they're not. So if she's living by her father's house,
it's the same like a boy.
Same as a boy now. But until then, so a girl goes to the stage of being a katana. She turns 12. She's 12 years old one day. She's in an hour. She's an hour until she comes up again.
About a half a year.
And normally it's something that takes about a half a year. It takes 6 months. So that period of time in Nara, the father has two similar still. Right. She's a good girl.
He can marry her off.
Right, correct. Once she comes to Begaris, he has no similar
at all.
But
you
can't marry her off then?
As a Begaris? No, I don't think so. Right?
Can't marry her off.
Let's say you actually have metal.
I mean, she has choices.
He might tell her to do.
When she's a Nara, he can say, you have to do this, but when she's
a Begaris. He doesn't.
Oh, okay.
The man goes to the father, and he gives him money, and says, he is the one that does the Maisa Kenyan. Whereas when she's a Begaris, she does the Maisa Kenyan. She's the player. Now, the worst player is going to be if she does a Nara, have her own Yad also, in regards to Kedusha. And the more, of course, you get involved in the fascinating scenario where, she was kind of, what happened, she was kind of, the father was kind of, what happens over there. But that's what goes to the board, whether Nara also has a Yad at the same time as the father, only the father has a Yad. The father clearly has a kind of Yad, which means he can do the vice opinion for the Kedusha without her. She's a man.
And keep the money.
Let's say
now, if she's a Begaris and she's not signing up on the father, she could make, she could, she, and could she make the Erev?
Correct.
Even if she doesn't have a house, and even without a house.
Yeah.
So the wife,
the first opinion, the first opinion says that what doesn't work is a kata, but I beat a witcher katana. Even if they're not some, but Kedari Levi, they are some of them. That's the first opinion. It said, and a wife, even though it's giving her mazoinus, even if she doesn't have a bias, it works. That's pretty make. First of all, you can't use your kids, which are katanim. You need two criteria to make them valid. According to the first one, you need one.
We have
to
just
that.
You don't have
for the second one, it's only Darlin plus they're not if they're independent. And he said a daughter, even though she's a gadol, even though she's not independent, until she's in the gear. Now what about a wife? So the first opinion said wife works. Even though he's supporting her, even though she doesn't have a bias, the wife works. Say Mrs. Wayla Ishta Shamala Mazar. If he's supporting her, then since the halacha is, again, it doesn't have the husband gets certain rights of what the woman's acquiring. You can see as the woman finds him at sea, it goes to the husband because he's supporting her. Right? So we don't want Ava in the situation. So he's supporting her. So then what she gets out there belongs to him. So how can you be with Zachary and the heir to her? But that's like, you know, it's like finding something. It's like,
What is that?
So if over here,
the woman is working, and she's working, making enough with her working, she can support herself. So he can say to her, instead of giving me your work and be supporting you, keep your money, you'll support yourself. So now even she's not making enough money to support herself, he cannot do it. But if he told her, see my Shiyadayas from his inner side, keep, you know, sort of like, take out your my Shiyadayas as a payment for your Mazonis. So I will support you, you won't pay me. So now, in that situation, who gets the Mazonis, the Messias? So now, look, her, the whole reason why the husband gets the Messias is because he's supporting her. And here he's not supporting her, she doesn't get the Metzias. Doesn't get the Metzias, so why can't he even give her the air? Right? He says, no. Chazal said that even in a case where he's not supporting her, as long as he's not taking her money, letting her keep her money and pay for her own way, and she has enough, her Metzias still goes to the husband. Because the other things which he's going to be expected to give to her and take care of her, so the Metzias go to the husband. So Vaiter, she can't be, from this opinion, she can't be counterfeited from him for the other members of the chatzar. Not feeling yesh l'bayis b'chatzar. So now, why do you for this? Why don't you say with him as a different meagle? Why don't you kind of for herself? Let her work for the whole chatzar. So the Shmuel points out because then she doesn't need that. She has her own bayis, she doesn't need it to get her own kibbutz. She's still connected to the husband. According to this opinion, so the main the schools of the daughter, that's not an issue. You have to wait until she's born. Even so, it's only if she's not bitter. Why are you eating? She's not allowed to be zonos. I feel
this is a step beyond where she is supporting, simply supporting herself.
Right, he stopped supporting her without seeing my Shazak was on the side. He didn't make any arrangements. She's not making enough to live on, whatever he said. He's not doing his job to support her. He's not supporting her.
He has no right. Anything to do.
So that situation. So the second opinion is more. Has a higher level of differentiation between the husband, the Balabayas, and the Zoichim to make it work. He needs more gap between them to make it work. So the Chachilo marked by both directions. According to the second opinion, the Moshe, a child, the only issue is Samach and not Samach. The child is being supported by the father, whether it's covered or not, it doesn't work. The child is not being supported by the father. It does work. That's the first opinion. The main thing was, in a senior, was the God of the Kotel. The God, which is Samach, works. The Kotel, which is not Samach, doesn't work. So now, I'm marking both ways. So cut never works. According to this opinion, the cut never works. It's main thing is cut versus Gadol. And according to the Gadol only works in the case where he's not some. The Gadol to some, the first opinion works, the second doesn't work. The cut to not some, the second opinion does work, the first opinion doesn't work. So I'm going to be marking both. So I'm going to let you marking both. The only reason it's going to work is the Gadol, which is not some of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Abbot Simchin al Dibri Abbot Meir. But the Abbot, if you don't have an option of doing that, the guy lives out to go. He wants to be Zach and all the people. He doesn't know that. All he has is his 15-year-old son who he's supporting. So you're certain. He has a 10-year-old son who he's not supporting. You rely on that. Because it's cruel. Look, Dibri make a ball. So the son got married, and the father's supporting him. He's Samach HaShulchan Avi. They eat all three meals by the father, by his parents. Still, once he comes to Gadol, he's a separate, once he's married, he's a separate entity. That's a feel of Chathilo. He took his item, made it belong to all the members of the concert. He didn't tell him he did that.
Didn't tell him.
The people of the concert.
Well, they got
so it doesn't work. It comes in Friday night. The guy says, one of them says, I can't carry it. I make an air. Oh, no, I made one for everyone in the town. I said, I didn't know about it, but they're Spanish Mosh. That's no problem. I can tell him a job. Which is living by the father, be zayecha from the father, was the seas of the Zionist, you don't want him to stop supporting his kids. He came to see us in the hospital. The guy says, you know what, you're smart, Alex, so you think you're so great, you get in support of me, you go out and find this expensive item, you say, great, I found him, see, it's mine. You know what, take a walk, support yourself. Right? We don't want that to happen. We said, let's see, it goes to the front. We did not show up, right, so the Zakas al Yodim Lacherim, the Shabbos Zarekim. They're good or the best, but they haven't yet. Nor what, because I'll send them, see, it's going to the front. So if the father said, I want to give it away to you, to cut it for somebody else. Okay, that's washing number. And according to this opinion, by Evan Ivri and Oma Ivri, so it works even if they're Ketan. So how does it work? Can you understand? Does it is magna, the other is being magnet to the every who's a cop. So he makes it his, he's magnet. That's either the right or the bottom, that works. Close your shadow, that's the right side. That's the it works. But how can somebody, how can this cotton act as representative of all the members of the party?
It's not your son or daughter, according to Fisher. They meant.
According to this opinion.
According to this opinion. The Machaber mentions Evan Ivri or Amari because you might have thought that they're somewhat subject to him. And therefore, you might have thought that they wouldn't work. Otherwise, why didn't he just say any kata?
Well, it was really. It's a Mishnah. We should contrast Evan Kanani, Mishnah Kanani, Evan Ivri, and Amir.
I don't know
what
to say,
though,
because
it's
not such a big
thing. Why? We come back to Lerosa Loka Elabah, and she's close. We're living on the other side of the other. The children of Amish are really an extension of it. Mashank and the Evan is really a separate thing. Why are you starting? It's yours and not your husband. Masha comes, he should come about. Peter Bone. So, apply that if somebody's giving it to the woman, I'm going to ask the husband, does not get it. So she can get it, she can be a separate entity from the husband. Really, actually, yeah, this is lots. More than your husband, because I'm not young enough him. So he can use her to be kinder for somebody else, because she's a separate entity from him. So they all the parallel is perfect. Wherever the king the whatever you have, the kinyan, you see it going to the father slash husband, the heir will not work for that person. Probably gets the wall. Shvach, anything which is produced by her in our year. Shemal was a doesn't see us the balance of order. Shemal of Tim, I should have been with the fire, which is a second, my shield, the elbows. There's enough, my shield, I'm enough to support her. It's a sufficient. The aim of spec is the Mazarnas, aim to see us the balance. Because if it's not enough what he did over here, we should not do it, and if he did it anyway, he has no right to get the Messiah. So, according to this,
go to the hospital. Affiliation of values, we're not going to finish this in time. It's all to here.